Ricky Beaman, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. Head of women's football at Newcastle Town Football Club, and you had some success over the weekend, winning the League Cup, beating Wiltshire Charleport 4-0. So if you'd just like to tell us about the success you had there.
Yeah, fantastic game in front of a lot of fans. I think we had over 400 and odd there, which brought some good support. So did we. Both top of our respective leagues. I think Whitchurch lost one game, we've drew one, so we're unbeaten at the minute, so we knew it'd be a tough game. Whitchurch threw everything at us, and I think as the game went on, our class started to show. We moved the ball, moved the opposition, and eventually won the game with four superb goals. Every goal was good goal. Glad to get that over the line and done, and a good birthday present for me as well, so yeah. It was brilliant.
Yeah, an early birthday present it wasn't. The club was only founded, or the women's division of Newcastle Town was only founded last year, I believe. So this is a fantastic achievement for the football club, and there could potentially, by the time this weekend's out, there could be more for the football club, because you could potentially win your league, I believe.
Yeah, so I was brought in at the start of the year to set up a girls and women's section in the club, with us only having one team. So we come in, set up a women's first team, set up a youth academy, which we now boast five teams, soon to be seven, and the reserves coming, which will go out on socials. So I think it's exclusive for you as well. It will go out on socials, the reserves team and the development squad, this week. We brought in some very talented players that we knew that buy into the product of what we're doing, what we're trying to achieve, to bring good quality football to the area in women's football, but also a sense of community feel and something that these younger girls can aspire to do. A win tonight against Leek Town will see us crown league champions undefeated. A draw will also see that. However, if unfortunately we do lose to Leek, we go at Hensford away. And we need a win there to take the title. And hopefully we can remain invincible.
Be great for a first season. And if it was to go to Sunday, to the final game, that is obviously on Sunday. So hopefully quite a few people can make the relatively short journey down to Hensford to cheer you girls on.
Yeah, definitely. We have regular attendances at big games, especially at home. The chairman's put a lot of faith in us, giving us the stadium every game. He's a big driver moving forward, Gavin Appleby. We've got a development plan in place for the women, for the girls. We believe in it. We've taken what we've learned, myself and all the coaches over the years working together, and put it all together into a really good development plan. And you can see instantly making an impact in the area and in girls and women's football, which we're trying to do.
Let's just talk about those big attendances, because I think the big one that you had this year that everyone in the area seems to know about was the Port Vale Women's FA Cup game, which was about way back in September. I think it was 600-800 that you got in through the gate, if I can remember rightly. Your tickets certainly sold beforehand.
Yeah, so we sold about 650 odd tickets for that game, and I think we give away a few as well. It was a dream start for us. We wanted Vale, especially me being a Crewe fan as well. It was a massive game for me, a massive game for the girls. And I think instantly, we knew a class when we went on that pitch and beat Port Vale 2-0. Moving on from that, we went Stourbridge. I think the attendance was nearly 800 on a Friday night, which was massive for our fans. And then we've had regular down at the stadium. When we're playing these bigger, better teams, we're getting attendances of 200, 300, 400. And that's what we're aiming for, really. We're there to get these young girls in, to get the mums in, and to show them that they've got a pathway with Newcastle Town, whether they be 8 years old or 20 years old. And we're hoping that we can inspire the next generation to come through our club and hopefully move on to bigger and better things.
What are the aims for the women's teams at Newcastle Town going forward? Are you looking to add more silverware and take it slowly, or is the aim to try and push up as far up the division and maybe one day get into the WSL? And I know it's quite tough for a club that's not one of the big clubs in England, but it'd be great for the area, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think, we've seen other clubs in the area over the years. We've got a great relationship with Stoke, and they trust us with their loan players to develop, and we have. And we've seen, you know, there's areas that they need to develop, and we think we can offer something as good as them without the budget. So for us, we give a three-year plan when I first come into club, which was to year one, go up, year two, find a feat in regional level, year three, go up again. But I genuinely believe this group of players, plus what's coming in over the summer that we're currently in talks with, players from a lot higher up, we think there's a possibility we could go again next year, add a bit more silverware and hopefully another league title.
Let's hope so. It'd be great. And women's football in England is developing at an incredible pace. It's probably been the most fastest developed sport over the last few years in this country. How do you think it's going in North Staffordshire compared to what we're seeing nationally?
Yeah, so for us, it's just growing and growing and growing. The amount of numbers we're seeing coming through the door at training sessions for young kids, for the, you know, first team, I've got players emailing me, you know, they're not happy at the clubs, or the clubs are folding because, you know, chairmans don't support it, or they're not bringing in funds. For us, I think we're growing probably more than most. We look at Stourbridge and what they've done over the past few years, promotion after promotion. We spoke to Stourbridge, got some information and some help off them about what to do, which was really good, and how we can progress that way. And that's what we're after, really. We see that our first team success will create that pathway for the younger generation. And the more girls we can get involved in this sport, the better for the whole of the country and the better for Staffordshire. That's what we're after.
Be great for Staffordshire if we could get a team playing in the Women's Premier League or even the WSL. But if people wanted to come and watch Newcastle Town Women's team or even play for them, where can they find you? Where are the home fixtures played and social media and what have you?
Yeah, so we're on Newcastle Town Women's Facebook page. We've got an Instagram and we've got a Twitter page. We're also on the men's social media quite regular, so we can find us there. We play all our home games at the Red Industry Stadium, which is a men's first team stadium. You know, we get no different treatment than what the guys have. Hopefully a guard of honour soon as well, when we turn up with our two trophies. Our season went on a bit longer than expected, so our last game has to be played at our training facility, which boasts a brand new 4G pitch as well. That's unfortunate in a way that he's gone there, because our season's had to be extended, but also that's very fortunate that we've had to do that because of all the cup runs that we've had. So, get down, bring your girls, bring your boys. We have regular Sunday teams coming to be mascots for us. So,